This is KCUR. There aren't many opportunities in town for an exceptionally talented high school musician to play a concert next to a professional, but that's what the Midwest Chamber Ensemble has been offering for the past 3 years. KCUR's CJ Janovy explains how the all-volunteer group is a training ground for some of the city's classical musicians.
It's a weeknight at the Lutheran Church of the Resurrection in Prairie Village. Sunlight's fading outside the stained glass windows, and about 10 musicians are set up in front near the pulpit. The Midwest Chamber Ensemble is rehearsing for its season finale.
Same thing. One, two.
Some of the musicians are from the University of Missouri Kansas City Conservatory of Music and Dance, but others aren't. The ensemble's director, Steve Lewis, gets players from all around town, most of them young.
Students from KU, high school students, local professionals, maybe they've been out of school for a couple years, or maybe they're subbing with the symphony or playing gigs around town. Maybe they're adjuncting at one of the smaller universities teaching, and then they come in and play with us.
Lewis is a French horn player who came to Kansas City 5 years ago for advanced studies in conducting at the UMKC Conservatory. Back when he was an undergrad in North Carolina, he had opportunities to play with older students and professional musicians. He wanted to create something similar here.
You really learn to work with people in such a small ensemble.
Addie Dancy is a freshman at the UMKC Conservatory, but she's been playing with the Midwest Chamber Ensemble since she was in high school at Lee's Summit.
When you have 10 cellists, you're not going to be the one to stick out, but when there's only two or three of you, it becomes a lot more important that you really know your part and you really practice it before you come in, and that you're constantly paying attention and really working to notice the entire group when you're playing.
Dancy says she was nervous to play with the group at first, but she shouldn't have been. The older players are eager to be mentors.
It's amazing to see these older students or young professionals, you know, working with maybe a high school student or an undergraduate player. You know, it's one thing to be told how to do something, but it's a different experience to be told that and then sit next to someone and really learning that and having that reinforced through constant performance.
I think it's very exciting to be in a group that it's not about, you know, getting a grade. You know, it's completely different from the academic environment.
Ramiro Miranda, a 27-year-old violinist, is the ensemble's associate director. He came to the United States from Paraguay thanks to an exchange program, and he ended up at the UMKC Conservatory. That's where Miranda heard about the Midwest Chamber Ensemble and what Steve Lewis was doing. Both of them were students of Robert Olson, the conservatory's director of orchestras.
I always have two or three graduate students studying to be orchestra conductors, as Steve was.
He tells them they have to get experience at the podium.
Because, you know, you can wave your arms in the closet all you want, but they always play right when there's nobody there. So you have to have an orchestra to practice.
He also tells them they have to have some kind of unique idea.
And then as you hope to apply for other jobs, people will take notice because you've done something special.
That's what Steve Lewis has done with the Midwest Chamber Ensemble. At first, he had a built-in audience at the Lutheran Church of the Resurrection, where he works as the music director. Getting the word out beyond that was a bit of a struggle, but audiences are finding them, says Ramiro Miranda.
I remember the first concert I played, it was a good crowd, but like now, for the past few concerts, it's always like full house, and it's amazing. That's really fun, and all the audience members there are very proud of the ensemble. It's like it's their ensemble too.
These musicians are really invested in a very selfless way, which for me, that's the most important part in the lack of individual egos, and it's all in a friendly atmosphere. I think happy people play better.
What you're hearing now is Mozart's Symphony No. 36 from the ensemble's concert last March. This weekend, they'll play Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 5, along with a new symphony by their own composer in residence, Joseph Kern. And in the spirit of keeping people happy, the concerts are free. CJ Janovi, KCUR News.